Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of A Woman of Courage, written by Tanya Blanchard and read by Emma Woods. I'm surprised to learn that Eberfield had been an important administrative centre in days gone by, with a large poor union workhouse situated at the eastern end of the village. The workhouse should be a refuge, but it's an inescapable sentence for many, forced to endure harsh conditions and hard labour, stripped of any dignity or control of their own circumstances. Eberfield was just as I had feared. Surrounded almost completely by mining towns and villages to the west, and the sea only 2 miles to the east, the village was a small, quaint, agricultural community, lost somewhere in the last century. On the western outskirts stood an old mill, now transformed into the local isolation hospital. The oldest and largest pub, the Rose and Crown Inn, was run by the publican, Mr. Franks. He was a short and stocky man who made up for his lack of height by thrusting his barrel-shaped chest out and walking with an arrogant swagger that I almost found amusing, demanding to see Papa as soon as he'd set foot inside the Ox and Plough. "I'm inviting you to the committee meeting. About Plough Monday," he said to Papa quite magnanimously, ignoring Mama and me. "Ah, yes," said Papa. "Reverend Mason's already invited me, and I put in me extra order with the brewery." Mr. Franks's face went a blotchy red. "But we talk about each pub's contribution to the celebrations at the meeting," he blustered. "I thought we all contribute equally," said Papa, frowning. "No, no, no," said Mr. Franks, shaking his head emphatically. "The Rose and Crown leads the celebrations, and this year ain't any different. It'd be a shame if you have leftover beer that spoils." He sighed and thumped Papa on the back. "But you're new at this. Follow my lead and I'll see you right," he conceded, puffing out his chest once more. He nodded curtly and strode from the bar like a dark storm cloud. Clearly, we should be feeling grateful he invited Papa himself, but all the same, Papa declined Mr. Franks's offer to take him under his wing. Plough Monday, I learnt from our farming customers, marked the beginning of the agricultural year, when the fields were ploughed, ready to receive seed, and also the end of the Christmas holiday. On the day, a plough decorated with sheaves of wheat and hay was pulled by a man dressed as a fool, wearing animal skins and a foxtail, as part of a small procession of dancers through the village. A boy, pretending to be an old woman, rattled the tin cup, looking for donations from the villagers and children who were gathered to watch, along with the tenant farmers who owned smallholds, and even the wealthy landowners of the district. Then the celebrations turned to the entertainment at the inns, taverns and pubs, where Mr. Franks's pub, the Rose and Crown, held a monopoly on the best music, singing, games and the cheapest beer of the day. If Papa was going to make a decent living, he had to raise the profile of the Ox and Plough.